This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. The party find themselves teleported to a desert by an enchanted gem. This gem, claimed by Grimm, was located within the treasure hoard of the crumbling temple the party has just vacated. Upon arriving in the desert, it appears they have been teleported to a specific location, where signposts and a map of the region await them. After negotiating sinking sand and a grove of gigantic worms, the party find a place to rest and reflect upon the events of the past few days. Grimm's backstory is briefly explored here, as recent events bring certain eventualities to light. The listeners discover that his son was magically transported away in a tragic accident. Grimm's son was in the house of the gnomish tinkerer Brick Gemheart when he suddenly went missing. It was speculated that his son went looking for his mother, who had been spending a lot of time with the tinkerer. After learning of his son's disappearance from his returning wife, Grimm entered Gemheart's property and found his son's belongings on the floor directly adjacent to a coin, still emanating the remnants of a powerful teleportation spell. Grimm took the coin, his son's belongings, and set out into the world to learn magic, in the hopes of finding his son. Years have now passed, and Grimm's memory of the coin has been jogged by the appearance of the female drow's face, whose eyes contain two sets of pupils. The coin displayed four circles on its face, two large and two smaller situated on the external sides of the larger. The question is raised whether there is some link between the two phenomena. Blatt's brief encounter with death and Despater within Lichway, the previous temple, is outlined for listeners in a meta-knowledge perspective. This encounter is described in the Arc 1 summary. After taking direction and supplies from a roaming caravan, Grimm, Piplup, and Venomman return to the party's place of refuge with supplies. After healing and cleaning a sleeping Throck, Rahandral and Grimm lead Throck to believe he has a magical beard. From this point on, Throck continues believing his beard is powerful and deserves divine recognition. The party continue through the desert in search of a town and come across the ghost of Armin Ray. Armin Ray tells the tale of his life and describes the cursed state of the local area to the party. They completely ignore him and continue on their quest to find a town. Continuing in their direction of travel, the party see smoke trails and discover the remnants of a burning caravan. After approaching and salvaging any remaining items of value, Rahandral falls through the entrance of a long-lost sunken temple. The party make their way through the subterranean temple, with anger, frustration, and discourse running high through the group. The party discover, and release, a fire ifrit named Calatharius from the temple, who claims he will lay waste to all life. The party hurriedly make their way out of the temple as it collapses, and Blacked accidentally kills Venomman by burning him alive. Determined to rectify their mistake, the party follow the trails of Calatharius until they intersect a pilgrimage traversing the dunes. They claim to be the worshippers of Osiris and welcome the party to join them as they travel to their holy land. Grimm summoned a familiar the previous day, and an osprey finally answers his call as the party approaches the procession. A female paladin of Osiris within the procession seems to be able to sense, or see, evil auras shadowing Blatt and Grimm. At this point, it is suspected that the aura around Blatt is a consequence of his new affiliation with Despater, but Grimm's categorization is a mystery. She tries to evict the party from the procession in order to protect her people, but fails in her persuasions. The party and the procession rest for the evening. Grimm dreams about the loss of his son, the magical coin, and the female drow from the Lichway. Rahandral also dreams of the Lichway, specifically of a female drow with two sets of pupils in her eyes. Rahandral did not encounter the female drow in the Lichway, but she is the same drow that fought Grimm and Blatt, and whom Grimm is dreaming about right now. He also envisions Calatharius' escape, and a white gem piercing a shadowy figure apparently trapped within an ice cave. Throck continues to believe his beard is a deity as the party continues with the procession the following day. Rahandral assesses Grimm's itchy back and discovers that a seeing eye or spying rune has been placed there. As Rahandral assesses the marking, both he and Grimm receive a vision of the female drow from the Lichway watching them before hurriedly retreating. The rest of the party check that they have not been marked with any spying runes as well, and Throck unsuccessfully attempts to scrub the marking off Grimm's back with his beard. Rahandral declares that a dispel magic performed by a cleric could remove the mark, but they would have to find someone to perform the spell. Upon arrival at the procession's holy land, they discover that it is under attack from the fire elementals conjured by the Ifrit Calatharius. The party aid the paladins and clerics in defeating the elementals and saving any innocent from their tyranny. In a noble effort to extinguish the fires and save the townsfolk, Rahandral accidentally throws two children into the wall of a burning building. After the town is in relative stability, the party are intersected by the same enraged female paladin of Osiris as the day before. Rahandral raises that one of the party has been marked. She initially assumes he is referring to the dark shadow she perceives following Blatt. This raises Rahandral's awareness of Blatt's alignment and proceeds to keep a closer eye on him. After clarifying that Grimm has been marked, Rahandral asks for the paladin's assistance, and she directs them to an erected tent containing their people's leaders. So the party, minus Blatt and Thrak, enter the tent and ask one of the village leaders for assistance removing Grimm's mark. She agrees, but suggests to Grimm that the ring could be useful to keep. Grimm politely declines the advice and insists on the removal of the mark. After removing the spying rune from Grimm's back, she accepts Rahandral's offer to help to defeat the Ifrit Calatharius and stop his plans. She warns Rahandral that more is at play in the world and advises him to stay vigilant. She also agrees to teleport the party and tells them to reconvene at midday. As this conversation occurs, Blatt receives a message. The message reads as follows. 12 months since her love was lost, came the spring, now comes the frost. 12 days has the clock withstanding, in the room with 12 swords hanging. 12 months since you ran away, will you save her or will you stay? This note and Blatt's personal history is left out of context here, with the expectation of being explored within the following arc. As Piplok informs Blatt and Thrak they have found transportation north to follow the Ifrit Calatharius, Blatt adds that he needs to make a stop in Paranthia en route, and they agree in order to stop for provisions before continuing further north. As the party rests, before reconvening at midday, Helm visits Rahandral in a dream state as Orphidius in the form of a snake. Helm warns Rahandral that the world is being poisoned by the drow, and asks him, as his last remaining follower, to prevent them. Travelling north is part of the bigger picture, but not the final destination. He explains how the gems that Rahandral has previously envisioned are prisons forged by mages many years ago to incarcerate the primal elemental freaks of the world. He acknowledges Calatharius, son of fire, wants for little more than taking delight in watching the world burn. He briefly notes as well that Grimm's gem is a pathway to this land. He offers Rahandral his help to prevent Calatharius' tyranny and prevent the poisoning of the world from drow activity. However, he warns Rahandral that he is growing weaker, as all but he have now forgotten him. Before waking, Helm rewards Rahandral by partially lifting the curse he is under, which starts the process of returning him to human form. As Rahandral wakes, his scales have partially reformed back to skin, he no longer has a tail, and his eyes are human once again. As the party reconvenes, the elder of the civilization thanks the party for their help. Before she teleports the party to Paranthia, she tells Blatt not to lose heart, which is still out of context for the party and the listeners. With that, the party are teleported to the human city of Paranthia and enter the city at its southern gate. With some free time and coin to blow, the party split up to undertake some retail therapy. Upon their arrival at their arranged meeting point, the party are intersected by a male drow who seems to be under the impression that the party are carrying a totem he is searching for. A new character enters the saga, Sildin Sekhunath, a male drow assassin magic user played by David Hughes. Sildin focuses searches and identifies that the signal he is following is coming from the gnome, Grimm. Being confronted by Sildin, Grimm believes he is referring to the coin he holds in his pocket. Piplok mentions that the party have run into drow recently, and Sildin deduces they were intercepted by a drow from the Calven noble family. This was based upon a description of the brooch the drow were wearing in the Temple of Helm, provided by Rahandral. The group decide to continue their conversation, accusations, and passive-aggressive questioning within a tavern. True to his word, Helm tries to help Rahandral by showing him again the statue of the female drow in the Lichway and present her name, Laveth, daughter of Loth. Grimm tries to assess whether the magical coin that teleported his son away is the totem that Sildin is referring to, so asks him to explain more about the item he is searching for. Sildin theorizes that the totem he is searching for, wherever it is, contains a plane shift or teleportation spell to the abyss. He explains that he has been detecting a strong plane shift spell or teleportation spell on Grimm's person, leading to the abyss, and that totems commonly worn as brooches in his culture often contained this sort of magic. He also explains the totems usually bear the crest of the family house that produces them, and the totem he detects on Grimm feels Calven to him, on the account of the magical signature it pulsates. Grimm surmises that if the drow in the lichway with two sets of pupils was a Calven, and the coin could conceivably show a pair of eyes with two sets of pupils, the coin could show the Calven family crest. Therefore, the coin could be the drow totem Zildjian is searching for. Rohandrel reveals his vision, and Zildjian exclaims his distaste for the name of Laveth. Learning more about the nature of the coin, and potentially where his son may be, Grimm demands Zildjian elaborate on his explanation of totems. As Grimm holds out the coin for Zildjian to examine, the party experience a vision of Laveth flash briefly in front of their eyes. This is not the totem Zildjian seems to be searching for within the city, which raises more questions than it answers. Zildjian explains that if the coin belonged to the Calven, Grimm's son was likely sent to the Calven homeworld within the Abyss, but the double pupil doesn't seem to match their sigil, so there could be more at play. Zildjian ponders if the Calven are now working for worshipping Laveth, as it is her sigil on the coin leading back to the Calven residence, and if so, that is heresy. Blatt notices, out of the corner of his eye, that he's being watched in the bar, and proceeds to lure his pursuer into a bathroom. His quarry is a member of the Hidden Hand, an assassin organization that Blatt was previously a member of. At this point, no further backstory of Blatt is revealed. Blatt questions the man on the whereabouts of the woman indicated in the note he received. After interrogation, he admits that he doesn't know where she is, but that she will be in the council building within 11 days' time. Blatt attempts further interrogation, but is overpowered by rage and the persuasions of Despater and slices the man in half. Blatt returns to the rest of the party, insisting that they need to leave. He offers to upgrade their accommodation to the nicest he can find, but in a different establishment. The party leave, continue drinking around Parenthia, and finally rest for the evening.